The Army has spent more than $7 million developing its latest recruitment tool. A video game called America's Army is available for free online at GoArmy.com. We asked a member of the Army's target audience to give it a try. 17-year-old Mark Delgado III of NPR's On the Media came back from the front with this report.
I graduated high school 4 months ago, so right now I'm approaching a crossroads and things could be a little foggy. I bet the Army would love to clear things up for me. I'm just not feeling the Army like that, but I'm willing to check out the game to see if it changes my mind.
What this is about. Let's see.
But the Army wasn't making it easy for me.
It's loading up a little slow, brother. It's loading up a little slow. Don't worry about it.
I tried for a few hours to load the game on my computer and couldn't. So I called WNYC computer expert Greg Mattias. And he couldn't get it to load either. I was getting tight.
I want to play the game, man. How you go to gameplay, man? I don't like this.
Finally, after hours and hours of trying, we got the game to work.
Good morning, soldier, and welcome to the M16 qualification range. Today's task is to qualify with the M16A2 rifle. The conditions, you will be given 40 targets. The standards, out of 40 targets, you must hit and engage 23 targets in order to qualify as a marksman.
In order to advance in America's Army, you have missions to complete as a soldier in training, and tests to pass which include your accuracy with a gun, speed through an obstacle course, and the dreaded airborne test, where you have to parachute from thousands of feet in the air into a target circle. Each qualification board was 5 minutes. I played that game for 3 hours trying to qualify, so you know what that means. I had to try over and over and over again.
Welcome back to another day of qualification.
So after many, many, many rounds, I got the hang of it and qualified.
Congratulations, soldier. You qualified as a marksman in the United States Army.
That's right, baby. That's right.
Then there was more qualification.
Make like a duck and waddle through that tunnel.
There was the obstacle course.
You just gave Hua a new meaning.
Infantry training and getting to know the burners. In my hood, that's what we call guns.
Today you will get to fire the M249 squad automatic weapon, the M203 40mm grenade launcher, and you will get to throw the M67 frag grenade and the M83 smoke grenade.
Sounds pretty hot, right? This is the hottest burner of them all.
This is the M249 SAW, a 5.56mm fully automatic weapon. Can be magazine or belt fed. Has a maximum effective range for a point target of 800 meters and a maximum effective range for an area target of 1,000 meters.
I got used to the guns after repeatedly using them. Since this is an internet-based game, I play with people from other states as part of my unit, and I shot at people from places like California. Kind of like an East Coast-West Coast rivalry. I was having mad fun. Oh, but he shot me again. This game is hot. But it's just a game. I'm not all of a sudden motivated to join the Army. That's just me. So I asked my boy Dave if he thinks the video game is a smart move for recruiting.
Me personally, I will buy the game and disregard anything about recruiting. You feel me? Because the Army, that's not really, you know what I'm saying, where I'm at. That's not where my head is at. I mean, video games. You know what I'm saying? It gets a little gimmicky. And it's, I mean, the Army making a video game to recruit people, you know what I'm saying? That, nah, B, I just ain't feeling that.
Dave and I agree. Playing video games is playing video games. You leave it in the computer when you're tired of playing. But my other friend, Mike, feels the Army has the right idea.
Just like when you got a football game, you play the football game, then it gets you hyped. You want to go outside and play football. So I guess that will work the same way. They playing like a Navy SEAL game or military game, and then they'll get them hyped, and they might like it like that, and then they might want to join.
Sergeant First Class Eric Vidal, a recruiting officer in Harlem, says the game is instilling the values of America's soldiers.
It's not just about killing, because during this game, if you have rules of engagements and rules of war. So if you go into a mission, your job is to complete the mission with the least amount of force possible, or you could wind up in jail. So, you know, you have those that go in there, and once they start firing up, they're going to find themselves penalized, and then they're going to have to start following the rules of engagement, the integrity, the values that we have in order to prosper during the game.
I don't know. If you give a teenager a video game with guns, he's going to shoot everything in sight. It's about busting shots to see if the guy looks real when he's dying. If you don't burst first, they're going to bust you and you're going to die. While I was talking to Sergeant Vidal, I had to ask about the part of the game that bugged me the most. The only part that I couldn't complete was the airborne.
Airborne.
The live jump. I didn't get it. I didn't know how to direct them to the circle. I just kept dropping.
The airborne, that's probably the best feature that we have right now. It's because it's so hard to dominate like the real life experiences. Like when you're coming off the tower in the airborne training, that is really the tower. And if you're ever in that situation and you do go to airborne training, you will see the trees just the way they are. You will see the tower just the way it is. I mean, they went to Fort Benning, Georgia. They shot the footage from all angles and they try to keep it true to life.
That's what I'm scared of. It's so true to life. I died 15 times in the game just trying to qualify. How could that encourage anyone? It's a really good game, and I play a lot of them. I will play the game again, without a doubt, but I was definitely not convinced to join the Army. And I have to say, if enlisting in the U.S. Army is as hard as downloading and installing the game America's Army, then the military's got some serious problems. For On the Media, I'm Mark Delgado III.
Mark Delgado's story was a co-production of NPR's On the Media and Radio Rookies, a training program for young reporters based at WNYC.